America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless our study together today? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I come to the end of this series I've been doing on opportunity, and we deal today with the letter Y, which is yield to the will of God. When we think about opportunity and we think about the will of the Lord, we realize that God's will is not always going to be there for us. Let me just read the verses to you in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Verse number 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The Bible said that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, when we see that, we understand that we are to seek God's will. When he's talking about the perfect will of God there, he's not talking about sinless perfection, but he's talking about the complete will of God. Now, I believe that many, many Christian people never find the perfect will of God for their lives. I believe people are just living without seeking the will of God. May I say to you that the will of God is not in plans. The will of God is not in politics. And when I'm talking about politics, I'm talking about politics among the brethren in the churches, about who you know. That's not the will of God. The will of God comes through prayer and the secret place and seeking God's will for your life. I've had God lay on my heart things that other men did not agree with, and they'd try to get me to do something different. But let me say this to you. I respect my leaders. I respect those that are over me, even here in the ministry. I respect my pastor. I thank God for him. But let me say, when it comes down to it, no man has the right to dictate the will of God for your life. Now, you ought to always listen to advice. You ought to always listen to advice. But the will of God is so important. And once that will of God is missed in an area, it is not always retrievable. Illustration quickly. God laid up on my heart in 1989, February the 5th, on a Sunday morning. God told me I'd be the pastor of a certain church. Scared me to death. I was a young preacher. I went from then until August, and in August, I started preaching at that church. By the 1st of October, I was their pastor. I was young. I was a novice. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I knew because people had built me up and told me how good I was, and I thought I really knew how to do it. In February of the next year, I left that church. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I left that church out of the will of God. I should have stayed. I should have grown with that church and seen what God would have done. Now, that is gone. That will of God's been gone for almost 40 years. That will of God has not returned to me and probably will never. I don't know what I missed by missing the will of God there. I don't know what I missed by walking out. But I say, while the opportunity is here, you ought to yield to the will of God. Then you can have revival in your soul, and you can know that you have the victory of God. All right? I thank you for listening. Tomorrow we start a new study. God bless you.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.